Rama Rama Hari Hari, Hari Rama Hari Rama, Ram Ram Hari Hari. Like, then the focus was losing for some time, but again he was coming back to that point. So that I realized something.
Okay. Anyone else something like that in the back?
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I will share my experience. When I was chanting, you know, when I was chanting louder, so my throat was drying, and then I had to slow down or do it within the mind. So that time I could do more rounds. That was my experience when I chanted.
Okay. Could somebody be a runner of the microphone and take it in the back there? Can you put your hands up again for the one to volunteer on this? I saw more than one hand.
My partner is into like and she was chanting very intensely. Her brows were like furred, and she was really into it at first. And then for some time she kept that going, and I could see like her, it was almost like surrender, like, Krishna, I want to chant for you, I want, you know. Mm. It was very strong feelings, and then all of a sudden it was just like sleepy chanting. And it was just calm. Like she lost a little bit of the focus, but then at the end she came back, and it was the same intensity that came back. And whenever we were talking, she actually, before I could say that to her, she said, you know, at first I was thinking of Kala Chanji and Neela Malava and this, but then all of a sudden my mind just kind of wandered. And then after that I started remembering this picture of Krishna, and so then I really went back to it. So she told me that in her mind, like, that's what was happening, and I could see it also. That was our experience.
One more in the back there.
Oh, Raj. I just felt that group chanting as well as listening to japa done by someone else can be quite challenging. Because
for you as a chanter or for you as the listener?
As a listener.
Oh.
Just because even a small thing can take me out of focus. For instance, if someone chants Rama, and instead of Rama or Ram, it's like converting for me from masculine to feminine gender. And this itself can be quite challenging for...
You're a Sanskrit scholar, huh? Because the intention of the chanter is known by Krishna, whether the pronunciation is right or not right. So that's maybe, you know, the Krishna factor adjustment that will help you in those circumstances.
I found that it was just so endearing to listen to the chanting. This Prabhuji was so intensely chanting, and I was feeling that Krishna must be so grateful that we're calling out to him with such love and such surrender, and that he would never let us go because we were calling to him. It was a very strong feeling that I'd never really stopped to appreciate, that Krishna's appreciating our chanting and calling to him even though we're in such a neophyte stage.
Yes.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. And, you know, while sitting right in front of Mataji, I felt like, you know, okay, you know, I'm just, she is quite a senior devotee, and I'm just a beginner. So, I felt, you know, I'm just sitting right in front of her with great respect. So, when I was chanting, it was more like, I should be, like, you know, completely, like, focused, because, yeah, it's Mataji is, like, you know, I mean, Krishna is just listening to what I'm chanting. And from my side, when I was listening to what the way Mataji was, you know, chanting, it's like I could find, like, she was completely, like, you know, towards the end, she was completely getting immersed to, you know, the Maha Mantra.
Okay. One more enthusiastic hand in the back, and we're going to wind up.
Hare Krishna. I heard the Jai Govind Prabhu chant. Although this exercise was not complete, I was out, I came back, and I just heard him chant. In the beginning when he started chanting, it was more like plain chanting. He was attentive, but I didn't sense any feelings in his chanting. And about halfway through, then I felt that he was getting absorbed and he had some mood of dependence. And I was also praying to Krishna. It's very hard to, you know, someone else is chanting accurately, so please help me so that I can give him proper feedback at the end. So he had attentiveness, and halfway through he had some mood of dependence or absorption in the chanting, but I didn't sense any mood of service, which you mentioned in the morning lecture. I didn't sense that, and at the end when I gave him the feedback, he was able to say that he had those two elements, but he was not praying for the, you know, praying in the mood of service or anything like that. So that was his feedback to me.
Okay. We're supposed to end at 1 o'clock, right? Okay, so just some, I'll say a couple things, Shamsundar can say a couple things, and then it's lunch. Huh? Oh, oh, fantastic. Oh, okay. Okay, then, well, exercise-wise, we all can continue, you know, A and B, or where B is Krishna and A is the chanter, and then switch on your own, or I don't know how the exercise is supposed to go. Is that like, that was to help us when B isn't there or the listener is not there to know that Krishna is there. Like the example I gave in the morning, Govardhan is wishing to know what is our desire, and according to what is our desire, some reciprocation on the heart level with, and one who regards Govardhan, or one regards the name as not different than Krishna in that way, you know, the sky is the limit from unintentional to chanting, and then, because this evening I'm going to be speaking about intention, but where your intention strengthens, the reciprocation with Krishna becomes greater and greater and greater and greater and greater and unlimitedly great, where he gives himself and he says, I can't repay you with that. So, and then that makes us more and more eligible for the mercy, the descending mercy of Krishna. But it starts with chanting in a personal and devotion-filled way. Krishna is very kind as he's hearing and then reciprocating as I'm extending myself to him through the sound of his holy name, through calling his name. So that's the half-hour exercise remaining. Is there anything to wrap up?
I think also, as I was saying, that we should maintain the mood of dependency on Krishna. To help you, also there is some thought that I'm going to give you that you can spend some time, is think about your relationship with the Nam Prabhu. How you feel about it? Do you have the reciprocations? You have the relationship? Just dwell on those thoughts in the evening, whenever you have a free time. And then also, I would like to request that dwell on those moments in your life that you really become attracted to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Some past experience, dwell on those things that has touched your heart, because something has happened in our life that we become attracted to take up the process of chanting Hare Krishna, and we should remember that. So dwell on that. And also, always it's helpful, particularly in my life, I served with Ramapada Swami Maharaj a couple of years ago, that I was just sitting, and sometime, all the time, I think we should find some time to sit down and meditate about our spiritual life. And I was just sitting, sitting myself, and I was asking the question myself that, is my chanting is going nicely? Is there something that I can do to improve? And the answer was totally yes, that I have been not putting enough effort to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra nicely. So I think once in a while it's a good practice to evaluate, and everyone knows, you know, our heart and our feeling. So we shouldn't be shy. We should face the situations and pray to Krishna and the Vaishnavas to give us the blessings so we can stay always striving to improve our chanting. So other things that I would like to recommend that you should see where you want to take your relationship with Nanprabhu. And then be practical. Think about it, then how you are going to achieve those steps in your life. More and more dependent we will become while we chant is when we become more and more dependent on our day-to-day life also. It's as you can't separate that, okay, I'm going to sit down and I will be meditate on the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It is not possible unless it's reflect in our practical life. So we, by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra for 2-3 days, you will see, and by hearing so many wonderful testimony from Srimad Bhagavatam that Sukadeva Goswami has given us, that we should have unlimited, unflinching faith in the Holy Name, because Holy Name will give us everything what we are seeking in our life. So if we really focus that in my life, this is my goal, that I want to have the proper relationship with the Namprabhu, then Namprabhu will reciprocate with you very nicely. Because our goal is to help each other. The Japa retreat main theme is going back to Goloka Vrindavan. And it's not easy, as Maharaj has mentioned. Everybody has to walk through that life. But if we remain focused, if we remain goal-oriented, that we have to evaluate ourselves, or we have to seek the association of a senior person who can also help us in our chanting. But take those process, dwell in those, because Krishna likes it when we dwell on this. Man mana bhava mad bhakto, he says, out of all the instructions, just remember Krishna. So by even evaluating our spiritual life and the relationship with the Namprabhu, we will be remembering Krishna. And every night, you know, we go to the sleep, at least spare 10 minutes of your time before you go to sleep. It's on a daily basis, you just see it. Whatever the, after the Japa retreat, my heartfelt request to all of you, that we should commit something. There must be some change. Our spiritual life is not stagnant, it's a dynamic. And if we don't see the dynamics in our life, in spiritual life, then we are not making any spiritual advancement. So please, at night before you go to the sleep, dwell on those thoughts. What the sankalpa that you have done to the Namprabhu, and what are the difficulties that you are not able to achieve, pray to the Namprabhu. Before you wake up in the morning, you make that prayer. Before you start chanting, that these are my difficulties, this is, I'm struggling with those things, please help me. Because we are very helpless. We cannot chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra with our own strength, we have to realize that. It depends on all the mercy of the Namprabhu. So we should mold those thoughts in our mind, and also become, as we, it says, Vasudeva Bhagavati, that as we make spiritual advancement and we acquire the knowledge, the renunciation must follow with it. If we remain with the material attachments, the activity that we do, our thought is to achieve something materially, then the feelings of that separation from Krishna will not arose. As it says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhogeshwarya Tapasam, that as long as we will be dwell for our material advancement, then the sincere desire to advance in spiritual life will not arise in our heart. So my humble request that we have by Krishna's grace that we are breathing. We should be thankful that every single breath that we take, it's by His grace. We cannot take without His sanction. So He's allowing us. So utilize our time very properly. That human form of life, He has been so kind that we have been in lower pieces of life. Only by the grace of Krishna that we have been elevated to the human form of life. And only purpose of this human form of life is to elevate our soul, our consciousness, that we can go back to our eternal home, Goloka Vrindavan. And that's the purpose, theme of this japa retreat. So please, particularly, I will say one more time that you, particularly the Houston devotees, when we go home, please don't take it as the home and entangle in that routine activity. Just separate for 3 days. And Krishna is so kind that He will give us something in 3 days that will give us the impetus to continue. Like I was saying that so many wonderful devotees that they were attending the Kartik, they were coming every day to the Mangala Arati. And I was just saying that this month is given to us, not just that we follow the Kartik month and November start, then the Kartik month is over, we back to the normal. Those incidents comes in our life to take us to the next level. So I was requesting, and I'm very happy that a lot of the devotees who were coming in the Kartik month, they have continued, because I told them that don't stop. Kartik month was there 1 month that we become accustomed. We adjust our life in such a way that we can continue doing on a single, everyday basis. Devotional service should be our, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra should become an internal part of our life, from our heart. And then you will see the result that Krishna is so kind. He will give us everything. So thank you very much. And also I would like to say thank you to His Holiness Ramakrishna Swami Maharaj to take His time and give His kind association. He has been so merciful to the Houston Atha that Maharaj has been visiting for last 28 years that I know. I have got the association of Maharaj. So please take advantage of it and make some change in your devotional and also in chanting. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
So it's japa until 1:30, and then lunch over at Granka Hall. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Yeah.